It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. According to Gallup, workers aged 65 and older have seen a 3-point increase in their participation in the job market. Fueled by a desire to keep working and the necessity to buttress their nest eggs, boomers and silent generation workers are reframing our thoughts about work in retirement. Here to discuss how older workers can thrive on the job is independent career consultant Sasha King. Sasha, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
What stereotypes do employers have about older workers?
The first stereotype that most people think of in terms of older workers is really the retirement time clock. One of the fears that sometimes employers have is that they're hiring someone who's really just coming in to do the job for a certain period of time, and they're just ready and waiting for retirement. I'll never forget one of my clients said she made the mistake of going in for an interview. And she told the employer when they asked her, well, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, I see myself in retirement on a beach. Well, needless to say, I think it probably killed that interview. Another stereotype that older workers experience is the stereotype about tech savvy. It's often assumed that if you hire an older worker, that perhaps they have not kept up with technological trends and they aren't able to keep up with maybe younger workers in that arena. And then finally, another one that I really talk to a lot of my clients about that they've encountered is the idea that they're just going to be bringing in old methods and ideology, old chestnuts and things that don't work in a modern job market. So those are the three big stereotypes and biases that older workers have to combat when they're looking for work.
Well, certainly one of the most difficult aspects of a job search for older workers is learning how to adapt to the new job market. What can older workers do to update their job search strategies?
The first step I usually ask my older workers to take when I work with them is determine what opportunities and levels of compensation are appropriate for this level of your career. One of the things that younger workers can do when they go in, say, for an interview, they can tell an employer, okay, I'll take any job. I just want a job, an opportunity, a chance to learn and grow. Well, if you're saying that same thing several decades later, what it looks like to another employer potentially is that this person is not aware of what their strengths are. They do not know what they can offer an employer, so it makes you look less polished. So you have to decide which level you can work in. Another thing on that subject is you may not be able to go to the entry-level positions the way you could when you were younger. I've had some clients that have built some pretty strong skills in different areas like the technology sector, and what they found was that while they can go in for an interview and they may have the same skills as someone several decades younger, they won't necessarily be considered for the same entry-level position. So you might have to think of, instead of going for the entry-level position, is there a way you can transfer your skills to go in for a mid-level position because that's the only thing they'll consider you for. Another thing that older workers need to think about doing is volunteering on boards. Let people see your work. Let them see what you are capable of. Now, I will give you a caveat. What happens for a lot of my older workers who do volunteer is they don't necessarily get hired by that organization or nonprofit. However, they end up building a stronger network of people that can often get them interviews or employment in another industry. Another thing you want to think about is, going back to what I said a little earlier, is you need to determine what your skills are and what problems you can solve. I had a very interesting interview last week with a hiring manager who told me that, especially for older workers, he wants to hear that these are my skills and what are your problems and how can I help you solve your problems better than someone else with maybe less experience. And the last and final thing is, please, please, please make sure that you don't fit that technological stereotype of older workers. Make sure you work on your tech skills. Two favorite websites I love to send my clients to. One is Khan Academy, which is famous for having a lot of different tutorials on many different subjects. And also, if you need to work on your basic computer skills, gcflearnfree.org is a wonderful website that will have the most recent information on different Microsoft and other platforms.
For the first time in recent history, four generations of workers coexist in the workforce. So what tips do you have for older workers to communicate with their colleagues?
My first rule that I have for everyone, it doesn't matter what generation you belong to, is don't assume that common sense is common. What do I mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Okay, so what I mean by that is this. There are different habits and social norms that you and your group or your generation take for granted that someone else from a different cohort might not. So let me give you an example. One of the big areas that there's been some conflict between, say, Gen X and millennials and older workers is use of communication style. So someone who is a millennial may be very comfortable using text messages or using Skype to communicate and not having in-house meetings with everyone, where maybe someone from the greatest generation or a boomer might find that offensive. There are different styles of ways in which different generations learn to communicate. And so there's some of that conflict is there. Another tip that I have is make sure that although you may be working with a supervisor or people who have some authority over you, make sure that you remember that this person is your supervisor and is not necessarily looking for a parent or mentor. One of the things that they found, I remember I was reading a Forbes article on this, that was a big issue that a lot of older workers had, is that they had to deal with the fact they were working with someone maybe a couple decades younger than them. And while they brought experience to the table, there were new finesses and things that they didn't know, the older workers, and they had to adjust to that. Another thing is don't assume that your age and rank will necessarily get you respect. One of the things that characterizes Generation X and millennials that, well, they don't really like hierarchy as much. And whereas maybe for this greatest generation and boomers, you know, I've worked in this industry for so many years and I have, you know, I've achieved this level of professional respect, it doesn't mean that they're really going to play ball with you and respect it in return. So that's one thing that you have to accept is that you kind of have to earn your respect with sometimes younger workers.
It's Essential Pittsburgh, and we're talking with our independent career consultant, Sasha King. Sasha, age discrimination against older workers is a common problem. What are some tactics workers can use to overcome age bias?
The first thing is that you want to go in prepared, understanding that these biases will come up. So if you encounter a bias where you have someone interviewing you that's significantly younger, and you think that a lot of people on this particular position are maybe a generation younger than you, do emphasize in the interview, I am able to learn from people of all ages. Emphasize that you've taken up new technologies. So make sure you build that LinkedIn profile. Maybe get comfortable with Twitter. Show them that you're comfortable with the new language of technology being used on the job. Also, another issue for another bias that comes up is if you've worked in management for several, you know, decades and all of a sudden you've realized, okay, I'm hit my, you know, in my 50s, I don't necessarily want to work that many hours. Emphasize on the interview that you've loved doing work as a manager, but you want to get more hands-on work to let them know, okay, I know I'm bringing this experience. I know I've been a manager. However, I'm really comfortable taking on maybe a little less work. Another thing I really encourage people to consider is updating your appearance. One of the things that we can always do is we can kind of get set in our ways and we're communicating that we're kind of clinging to them by how we appear. So you might want to update your wardrobe, the way you look. You come across some of my clients start dyeing their hair and exercise to generate more energy because there's just this general assumption that if you're an older worker that you have less energy to bring to the table. So you want to bring that. And then another thing that I'm really encouraging people on interviews is one of the things that my older workers tend to do is emphasize experience, experience, experience. Well, there was a study done about a year or two ago that had two sets of candidates. One candidate was someone who had several decades of industry experience. Another candidate was younger who had less experience, but was more keyed and clued into what skills they had to offer and could sell a vision of what they could do for the company. The candidate that got the job was the younger candidate who was able to better communicate what their strengths were and what vision of what they could do for the company. So don't just rely on your experience when you're selling yourself to someone, especially younger. Rely a little bit more about that knowledge that you would have at this stage of your career development about your skills and what vision you can really shape or build for a company.
Recent trends indicate that many older workers are retiring from their long-held professions and embarking on encore careers. So how can older workers do work that they love in their golden years, as they're called?
Okay. So the first thing I usually tell people is if you're already working, start planning for that change about 3 to 5 years before you make it. But one of the easiest things you can do to really help yourself achieve that goal of switching maybe careers is interview people in your age cohort who've just successfully made the transition to get some tips on what you need to be doing to possibly sell yourself to a new career. Also determine what you liked about your old work. Are there some skills or things that you liked in that old position that you would like to transfer to a new industry? Also take into account, do you need more credentials? Now, especially at this stage in development, if you are in your late 40s to your 60s and you need to build credentials, please, please, please do it on someone else's dime. You can look at to see if your company will pay for it, or some of the universities will offer a program that if you're 60 plus and you want to go back to school, they will actually pay for it. So it's best to build that credential on someone else's dime because recent research has led us to find out that unfortunately a lot of people in this age cohort that have gone back to school later ended up with student loan debt that they cannot discharge and is taken out of their Social Security. And then finally, consider the multiple income approach. This is usually a very strong way of selling yourself because you may not need to work to cover all your bills, especially if you're getting, say, a Social Security check on a 401k. You may only need to work to get a partial portion of that income. So you can always consider, okay, I can sell myself as a consultant now because I may not be the benefits because of Medicare. Or you can also do what there's the largest growth in entrepreneurship in this country, according to the Kauffman Foundation, is boomers who have hit a point in their career where they would like to offer, you know, maybe help to younger entrepreneurs. So also consider that path too.
And one last question I want to throw out there is the issue of age discrimination. We know it exists, and it is illegal. You can't discriminate against somebody because of their age, and yet we know it happens.
It absolutely does happen. One of the things I always tell everyone to do, and I'm not just older workers, younger workers should look up this act too. Look up the Age Discrimination Employment Act of 1967. Now that act makes it illegal to discriminate against age. So that includes both older and younger workers. It also, for hiring purposes, limited promotion and advancement, or reduce of rate or wage because you're older. Now, one of the things I always tell people is you have to do the cost-benefit ratio of whether you really want to take something like that to court. But you should be aware of your legal rights, and you should be aware that you need to do what you can ahead of time, like I said earlier, taking care of biases as much as you can to try to make sure that things don't get to the point where you have to take things legal action.
Sasha King is an independent career consultant and joins us monthly here on Essential Pittsburgh. Sasha, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
And we'll have more Essential Pittsburgh coming up. Contributor Joe Venieri on keeping your workouts from falling into the winter doldrums.
The first thing is doing something you actually like. I think there's a big misconception that fitness has to be difficult and unenjoyable.
This is 90.5 WESA.